Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Mattingly swings and he has a drive to deep right center. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Back to back, then a belly to belly.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. Time to hit you with the crown topic of the day. Way back at 10 a.m., we started the show talking about our New York Knicks and BT. There is a lot of disrespect going on with this team. The Knicks are going to have to prove themselves. They get set to take on the 76ers in Game 1 tomorrow evening.
You know the scene, and I know you do because it's come up a few times over the show when Tommy Gunn barges into the bar.
Yeah.
Knocks out Paulie a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, you knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down now?
Yeah.
I want my respect. Yeah. Remember, that's what Tommy Gunn says?
I remember.
Go get it, Knicks.
My ring's outside.
Yeah. You want your respect? Go get it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what Shaq says or Charles says or Reggie says or Stephen A. says or anybody says on the national forum. It just doesn't matter. And really, probably with the exception of Stephen, I don't think any of those guys watch more than 6 or 7 Knick games a year because they just watch the games that are on TNT.
When you say Stephen A. Smith, you're talking about?
No, I'm saying I think Stephen watches more Knicks. But those other guys
Quentin
like Shaq
Grimes.
And... What's that?
Quentin Grimes.
Oh, that's true. That was a bad... He messed that up. That's a... Yeah. Yeah, I think he just misspoke. I mean, you don't think that he actually didn't know that...
Yeah,
you're not convinced?
Interesting. I think it could be confusing.
He is juggling quite a bit. You know, you never know. He's juggling a lot. Hey, listen,
everybody makes mistakes. Exactly, 100%.
Yeah, I'll defend my boy,
Steve. I don't know if he's locked into the Knicks every night.
No, I don't think he's locked in like I am.
Right.
No, he's not. I mean, he's watching other stuff. He's watching a whole league. The point being, though, is that those who parachute in and parachute out, I can fit in a thimble what I care about those people. Pertaining their opinions on the Knicks, pertaining to those opinions. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because they don't watch them. The Knicks are a top 10 offensive team in terms of efficiency. The Knicks are a top 10 defensive team in terms of efficiency. They've got a true superstar. I'll let those people debate really if they think he is. We know he is. They've got 3-point snipers. They've got home court. Go out there and win the series. And if they don't, Sal, it is a mega failure. I said it like 10:05. I don't care if they lose on a 57-foot heave by Tobias Harris at the horn in Game 7 and they lose a heartbreaker. You failed. You win this series because you're a little bit better and you're supposed to win. And I talk about Charles and those guys. I don't even care what Vegas says about this. I think the Knicks are better.
There is a level of disrespect. I get that a lot of fans overhype their team or believe in their team. Maybe the Knicks fan does it more than other teams because it's been so long. Like, we've gone now to a different generation of Knicks fans from what we were, you and I, and the success that we saw in the 90s. There was a huge gap. You're talking about 2 decades, 20-year gap in between to where a lot of the bing-bongers, I call them, love Carmelo Anthony, where I know you and I don't love Carmelo Anthony. And this is the reason why. What Carmelo did, it was okay, but it wasn't sustainable. There wasn't any meat to it. There wasn't a good, solid foundation.
They didn't win.
Well, I mean, they had the 54-win season or whatever. And even then, they got beat. Oh, Tyson Chandler. Yeah, Roy Hibbert chewed him up and spit him out.
Yeah, and why did we lose game six at Indy of that year? Remember, they won the first round and then game six. Who got blocked at the rim by Roy Hibbert in a very pivotal possession? Carmelo.
Yeah.
That's not saying, listen, Carmelo was an incredibly gifted all-time scorer.
Yeah, but
this fascination with Carmelo was some... I know he's an all-time Nick, but for me, as some all-time Nick
mind.
Like that gave me all these amazing moments, he didn't.
But Brunson...
He gave us Ugots. Back to that.
But Brunson is. And now there are people that have been doubting him since the Knicks signed him, to a caller's point before. They doubted him last season. They doubt him this year. They doubt him now going into the playoffs. His size, it's not enough, whatever it may be. Oh, well, the Knicks will hit a wall. They're not that good. National media, fans of other teams, they can doubt all they want. It's now on the Knicks to go out there and prove it by beating the 76ers, a team that they should be better than. I'm not saying that they have as much talent, especially without Julius Randle, where you would say if you rank the three players, you know, Brunson and Embiid are going to be 1-2, Maxey's going to be 3. So the two of the three best players are on the 76ers, but the Knicks still should have the better team, and they have home court. They have to go out there and win this series and prove to people that this is not just a nice little, you know, like a nice little four seed like it was a few years back, led by Randle and nothing else. This is a legitimate two seed, and people doubt even that.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't be a two seed if Embiid was healthy the whole time or whatever it may be. Well, they are a two seed. That's the facts.
Yeah.
So they got to go out there now and back it up with a performance in the postseason by dismissing of the 76ers.
I'm getting revved up here. It's going to be a different scoreboard in terms of how we evaluate their performance. You know, lost a tough series against the Heat last year. They beat the Cavaliers. They pushed them around physically, and we were happy. Yeah, we wanted to win that Heat series, but... We understood, you know, step one, nobody's going to, and if you do, I think you'd be missing the mark. Nobody on this show is going to be lauding the Knicks if they don't play, you know, deep into this, certainly into May and hopefully into June. You know, and Brunson is not just doubted on the national stage. I think Jalen Brunson's been doubted from the first time he stepped on a court at the age of 7 or 8 or 9 or AAU. As he just rose up the ranks, like, he never jump over you, not physically imposing. You know, he's not incredibly quick. Like Kyrie's handle, you think about Kyrie's handle, right? Like the yo-yo, the quickness, all the thing. He might have the best handle in the history of the NBA. Like really, Jay Williams, white chocolate, sick handle. Jalen Brunson's game is all driven through a laboratory of hard work. And all you need to know that's the only reason he's here. And go and watch the video again when he was working out with his dad when he was 14. Remember when that surfaced last year?
Yeah, of course.
His dad chirping, do it harder. Do it again. Do it. Hey, don't be lazy with the crossover. Let's go. Not good enough. Not good enough. He has heard that voice and channeled that into something that is like fuel. And I just can't see the ride stopping against Philly.
And if you read the article that I released yesterday for the Players Tribune, it was a thing of beauty. It pumped me up. Made me love him even more. I didn't know that was possible, but it made me love him even more. He embodies everything that we would want in this town from an athlete. Now they've got to go out there and back it up.
Yep.
He's got to lead the way, at the very least, to get them to the semis finals here. All right, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. BT and Sal on the fan. James is in the Bronx. What's up, James?
Hi, how are you?
What's up? Great.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
I'm one of them guys. I think Carmelo Anthony was a settled jump shot shooter. And this guy, Jalen Brunson, if we're going to measure, we're going to retire that guy's number. This guy, Brunson, should go in the Hall of Fame. John Starks is nowhere near as talented as Carmelo Anthony. And he contributed more to the Knicks' success than Carmelo Anthony.
Agreed, but that's about Melo. I mean, and nobody's going to say, James, and thank you for the call, nobody's going to say that. I mean, I wouldn't think anybody's going to say that Melo's better than Brunson. We're talking about comparing. You said it first,
BT. You got some young fans, Sal, who carry that cross for Carmelo because that's all they had, and I get that, and I respect that.
But now that they've seen Brunson, you can't. This is what we were talking about. Brunson is on par with Ewing. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you say he's even more impactful, whatever it was that you said exactly.
Night to night, and this is what you hate, but what I said was night to night, Brunson impacts winning more than Patrick did.
Yeah, and I disagree with that, but the point is that you can compare Brunson to Patrick Ewing without being crazy. It is legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot do that with Carmelo Anthony. To me, it's offensive when they brought Carmelo Anthony up.
I agree. I agree.
I was offensive from the Ewing perspective. It's offensive when they talk about retiring his number. And this is not to try to dismiss Carmelo Anthony.
No.
And I don't even know how we even brought that up, but it's...
Because I said, remember what I said early in the show, like Clyde, Willis, Reed, Patrick, Bernard King, Carmelo, I was creating a thread that this is one of the absolute all-time Knicks seasons. And even those five or six names that I ripped through, nobody's really been able to replicate what Jalen Brunson did this season.
And for me, I wouldn't even put Carmelo on that list. I know why people would. I just don't. I look at it as like...
Yeah, I mean, I want to show him a little respect. I'm not a huge fan, but I do respect the scoring.
Personally, seems like a great dude. I'd love to hang out with him.
But definitely.
His impact on the Knicks was similar to that of Stephon Marbury.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, to me, it was.
Stephon never won 54 games.
So what?
And Stephon never won a scoring title. Now let's not get nuts.
No, I'm saying Stephon Marbury was a great individual player.
Not
played
with the Knicks. He was greater elsewhere. He was greater elsewhere.
Okay, fine. So was Carmelo Anthony. He was better with Denver. I mean, Carmelo Anthony was an individual. I didn't want to make it about Carmelo Anthony.
No.
We're not going to make it
about
it.
Listen, I'm not saying Carmelo should be there with Patrick, but Carmelo's got to be there above Stephon.
Yeah, to me, I look at them as similar. But Brunson is not. And that's why we believe that this team is legitimate. I've never felt like any Knicks team pre-Jalen Brunson, I never felt that they were legit going into the postseason, even the 54-win season. This is a special team that we've watched this year. Now they've got to stamp it in the postseason, starting with the 76ers. It's not going to be 90s-like, where the first round used to be an essential bye, whether it's the Cavs or the Hornets or the Nets, whoever.
This is
different, and it's a longer series, obviously, best of seven as opposed to the best of five, but the Knicks need to really legitimize themselves and shut the doubters up, the naysayers up, and there are a lot of them out there. Josh is calling from Poughkeepsie. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what are we doing?
How are you?
I just wanted to say, longtime Knicks, Giants, Yankees fan. I've been to a lot of big games. I was at the 2011 wild card game when the Giants, on the way to the Super Bowl, destroyed Atlanta 24-2.
Yeah, I was there too. You didn't need to bring that one up.
Was that the game that the Falcons only scored a safety?
Yeah.
There's a massive output by your boy out there.
Didn't get past the 50 pretty much for the rest of the game after that.
Yeah, I remember.
I was also at, the 2013 when the Knicks played Boston. I was sitting behind the Boston bench screaming at Kevin Garnett.
I was at that series, too. So we've both been to a lot of games. Where are we going?
Thank you, BT. Yes.
This just feels different. Like I got tickets for the third game. If the Knicks play one at home, the third one, if they need to, I think they will. I think it's going to be Knicks in six. But this is the first time I've wanted to spend that kind of money going to the Garden.
Okay.
To see a team like this because of Jalen Brunson and the disrespect about the Olympic team.
That's another thing. You're right. The Olympic team. And thank you for the call, Josh. The Olympic team as well.
Yeah, I followed that. I didn't get too wrapped up.
Well, because we don't really care about it, but it is
another measure of disrespect to our guy.
He's one of the superstars in the league. What more is he got to do?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Leave no doubt. Right? We talk about that, whether it's a great prize fight. You can't leave it in the judge's hands.
Yeah.
You can't. You leave no doubt. End it. And the Knicks got to go out there, led by Brunson, and beat these teams, starting with the 76ers. We don't have to worry about the Celtics or who's going to be there in the second round just yet. Right now, it's about the 76ers. Go beat them. That'll be check one. Embiid, Maxey, 76ers, out. Bye-bye. Who's next? And when you do that, because there are a lot of those naysayers and doubters picking the 76ers, the odds themselves, they're already picking the 76ers. So let's find out.
I think about Brunson and the whole package here. Like, I think one of the reasons he's so appealing, and there's not many guys who admit this anymore, because generations change. I get that. He feels so old school. You know, he always deflects to his teammates. He's always humble. Even his mannerisms, I expect to do this. He's not, and I have no problem with, celebrating and getting a little nuts and doing the dance. And, that's fun. I mean, you got to have energy. You got to have fun, even though it's business. But he just feels like he would have fit in the 50s.
Right.
He would have fit in the 70s, and he would have fit in the 90s.
Well, that's a big part of why I'm saying that. We went over the list before of great athletes ever in this town, or at least in the last 40-plus years. He embodies everything that you'd want. He's got the right attitude. He's got the talent. He's got the heart, the desire, the work ethic. Great teammate, leader, all those different things. That's exactly what he has led the Knicks to this point. Like, all due respect to Randle, who's been an all-star here multiple times. We know what he's done, and I love Julius Randle too. Brunson's just a different beast.
Yep.
And the Knicks wouldn't be as relevant as they wouldn't be as good. They wouldn't have as much potential if he were not here. It's as simple as that. We've been waiting for this player for years, chasing him in different ways. Whether it's, oh, maybe they could go get Donovan Mitchell, or maybe they could go get this guy, or trade for that guy.
Get Wade, get Bosch.
Even when they got him, Knick fans still doubted that he was the guy. He's the guy. We had the superstar. Now he's got to go out there and show the results, have those results to back it up. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. We'll have Yankees tickets to give away. A little box office blitz for you.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll get into some of the baseball as well. We did that. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. But we'll continue the conversation on the other side. 877-337-6666.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. A perfect game. A perfect game for David Cone.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field-level tickets. See the Bronx Bombers against Tampa Bay at Yankee Stadium on Sunday, April 21st. Right now, be caller number 13 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. For your chance to win, it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, box office blitz, and The Fan.
All right, so, I mean, this isn't a big deal. We'll get back to these calls, obviously. A lot of Knicks stuff, 877-337-6666, BT and Sal. But I've said this a lot. I mean, one of these days, maybe he's going to hear it. One of these days, maybe somebody that works for him is going to hear it. Woody, can you stop tweeting, please?
What do you do now?
Nothing egregious. Again, I'm nothing bad, but it just seems desperate. So he's pretty engaged, and some of the content is good. Like, he gives fans a chance to win signed helmets and stuff. Like, he's not disconnected from the Jet fan, and I respect that. But then I just see a tweet. This is where he loses me, all right? He's talking about how many days until the NFL draft. I know. We know. The draft's coming, right? And he's got a picture of Mark Sanchez. Like,
why?
Like Mark Sanchez.
You have it up there? Let me see
that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. Come on. And Woody tweets.
That's what he chose, Mark Sanchez?
And he tweets, at Mark Sanchez days away until the NFL draft.
Oh, my God,
dude,
Woody.
If it's like Klecko, if it's Krabet, if it's Revis. Namath, Revis, like, come on.
Sanchez, you know, two AFC championship games.
I know.
But, and was he the last quarterback to take the Jets to the playoffs?
It was. 14 Fitzpatrick almost got him there. 10 wins.
Maybe that's why.
2015, 2016, whatever that was, when they lost the final game up in Buffalo. But yeah.
Wait, so their last playoff game.
If they would have won
was...
that game up in Buffalo, they would have been a playoff
right,
team.
No,
and they won 10 games. They just didn't make
right,
it.
Right, but their last playoff game
Sanchez.
Was the championship game in 2010 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because then you moved into the Geno stuff, and then right. Eventually you moved into the Darnold stuff, and then you moved into the Zach stuff, and
hey, you
a
had
couple
that
others
run.
In between.
feels like a lifetime ago. But you had that run, back-to-back championship
Fantastic.
Games.
Fantastic. Listen, it was fun, unexpected, but...
How do you not have a game since? Not one singular appearance in the postseason since?
Sal, it's the longest. It's the longest team drought in North American sports currently. Team sports. The Jets. Encompassing every sport.
So bad.
I mean, every hockey team that sucks, you know, everybody.
And by the way, they're going to be now under a little pressure here. Giants obviously made the postseason, not this last year, but 2 years ago.
Mm.
You mentioned the streak, but now, even in New York, where we've been down for so long, you got the Rangers up, Knicks up, Mets, Yankees obviously rolling. You know, Mets maybe fighting for a playoff spot, but even they were in recent years. Like,
nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, it used to be, oh, well, it's the Jets, it's the Mets, it's the Knicks, whatever. It's the Rangers, whoever's down. The Islanders are in. The Rangers are in. The Yankees are going to be in. The Giants just were in. Even the down Giants in a rebuild year, they were in. Even the Mets were in only a couple years ago.
Mm.
You know, Knicks rolling. Jets got to get themselves in a playoff.
That'll be nice. But I think it's a little different in this regard. Like, now, I think Knicks fans are the best fans in New York City. And Ranger fans, I do. That's just my opinion. I'm not even here to debate it because it's just my opinion. And if you disagree, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the fan bases are great. But I just think the Knicks fans, for how little they've gotten in terms of what they give out and emit in energy and resilience, I think Knicks fans are amazing. Anyway,
yeah, they also could be the most delusional because of that.
There's aspects of it, too. I got you. The bing-bong, I hated that stuff. You. Yeah, I understood. But the difference between the Knicks, the Jets, and the Mets, when the Knicks stink, the Knicks can kind of blend into the woodwork a little bit. I don't mean from diehards like me and some other guys that'll keep it mainstream and obviously social media, but when the Jets stink or the Mets stink, it's a day-to-day grind here on WFAN.
Right.
We don't grind day-to-day about the Knicks issues like we do football and baseball. So the Knicks are... Even when they were at their lowest point, they had a little soft space because they take a back seat a little bit. Now, they don't take a back seat when they're good, but basketball is not dissected daily on the radio. It's just not.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Nick is calling from Jackson Heights. What's up, Nick?
Gentlemen, great show. First time calling to your show. Enjoying the talk about basketball, about the Knicks. BT, really quickly, when I was young, the Knicks practiced across the street from my house during the championship runs in 1773. And to your point about Brunson.
Was that, hold on, but I think I used to read up, was that at Uppsala or something? Am I saying that right?
No, it was the Lexington School for the Deaf in Jackson Heights.
Okay, all right, because they used to practice it somewhere Uppsala. Whatever, I might be saying that wrong.
That was the training facility. What they did here, and this is a good story, they would rent the gym.
Yeah.
And both the Knicks and the Lakers practice across the street from my house.
Wow.
And here I am, an 11-year-old basketball kid, listening to the game. When they won the championship, I heard it on the transistor radio.
Wow.
And my
you've been locked in there, Nick. You're an old-timer. You're an OG, Nick.
I'm 64.
This one's for
I'm
Nick.
I'm 64, but I love it. Really quickly, I predicted 5 games. I know it sounds a little crazy.
Okay.
I don't think it is that crazy, by the way. I could see that happening.
They have tenacity. You know, they have grit and they have grind. And in the playoffs, as good as you are, as finesse as you are, you need grit and you need grind, in my opinion.
I agree. Thank you for the call. That's one of the reasons, I've said this a few times, I don't want to be overly redundant here, but one of the reasons, I guess not arrogance, it's confidence, it's conviction in my team to bring it, is that, like, this Knicks team, the way they're wired, yeah, I don't want to see them lose tomorrow night, to game one, but if they do, or, you know, or if they win game one and lose game two, like drop a home game, they just strike me as the kind of team that is going to regroup and rally and win a game, quote-unquote, they're not supposed to win.
Problem is the pressure that comes with, even just from a fan's perspective, you lose game one, it's like, oh, man, now game two becomes must win.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're really up against it. It could get out of, you know, control quickly.
But don't you think that they're kind of immune to that pressure? Think about what they've dodged all year. They've kind of been, you know, minimized all year.
Right, but I said even from a fan's perspective, they lose the first game, dude, we're going to be sweating going into game two. That's just how it is.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm going to be sweating a little bit, but I would expect that they would win the game.
I know, but then if they don't.
And if they don't, well, then the sweat's going to start tripping a little bit more, and I'd still think that they win the next game.
If they lose the first two, you think they're coming back in that series? This series?
I mean,
down 0-2 going to Philly?
If they lose at that point, it's just you got to win game three. Like, I would say, yeah. I'm not going to, well.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, think? Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say that I would fully expect them to come back and win the series. They would not get swept. Like, which would mean nothing in the grand scheme.
I know,
that means nothing at this point. But I just, they're tough.
Game one loss, when you're the home team, that would send a bad message. I'm going to, now that I think about it, you know, you said the Knicks have to win the series. They have to win this game one. Because all the doubt, all the naysayers, the fact that it's the Sixers, the odds, all that stuff, if they lose game one, that gives the Sixers all the momentum, all the confidence, and doubt does start to creep in. I think the Knicks have to get game
one. Wait, doubt starts to creep in for the dopes who don't watch the Knicks the national scene? No, I disagree.
For the Knicks themselves.
There is I disagree. What the Knicks have been through this year, I want to say that now, I'm looking for the right word. Beat proof? No, that makes no sense. Yeah. Of course they could be beaten, sure. But if the Knicks do lose, it's not going to be because their confidence is rocked or because, you know, they're feeling the pressure. If they, I just think that they are wired and equipped to deal with anything that comes their way because that's all they've done all year.
Hoff, you had a quick question for BT?
Would you say that they are unkillable?
He told me that one in my ear. I was like, I might as well ask that one yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't recreate. I just, you know, you guys always try to pull me back into that.
Hey, you made that famous. That's a big thing.
How'd it work out? I'm not trying to get away from that.
I think it worked out well, actually.
The segment was good.
Yeah. The moment was nice.
Are the Knicks unkillable? I guess at the end of the day, nobody's unkillable.
No, but if they
lose. But they are. Yeah,
unflappable.
They are. I'm looking for the wordplay. Unflappable works. Look at you. Unflappable is pretty good. Unimitatable. Imitating. Imitate. Not inimitable. I don't know. Whatever.
Be intimidated. One more before we go to break here.
Please.
Omar is calling from Brooklyn.
Oh, we love this guy.
Hello. Good morning, guys. Listen, first, in my humble opinion, Sal, it really bothers me. Carmelo Anthony with, what's his name?
Stephon Marbury.
My goodness, you got to be out of your
range.
The only thing I have a problem with Carmelo, that the effort level, the talent that he had, the effort level that Brunson gives, the competitive level that he didn't give it 100% to every aspect, and I minded he...
That's a big problem. That's a big problem.
But the teams that he has, if he has this team and even a head coach like this,
every head coach he had, he couldn't get along with. It was always a mess. I mean, come on.
He went to the Western Conference Finals against Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant three times.
How was his relationship with the legendary George Karl?
With Kobe Bryant.
How was his relationship with the legendary George Karl? And by the way, if you don't want to take my opinion for how Carmelo Anthony is, why do you ask George Karl his opinion of Carmelo Anthony as a player? And you said it yourself, Omar. My only issue is he didn't give max effort.
Listen, he wanted to say stuff about Carmelo Anthony, and at the same time, he was saying back stuff, and then he goes to his room and said, can you please sign back with Denver again? That's how talented Carmelo Anthony was. And look at Phil Jackson. Sometimes things happen. Kobe Bryant went to the locker room with Phil Jackson in his office and tell me to trade him. He said, Phil Jackson said it in his face. In 24 to 48 hours, you will be traded. Kobe Bryant came back and said, I'm sorry, I wanted to stay here. And that same year, he won the championship. Okay?
Carmelo's overrated, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Omar. I'm sorry, Omar. Thank you for the call. We got a break here. That was great. I do love that. I wish you gave that passion on the Knicks Sixers as opposed to Carmelo Anthony. But come on, what does Kobe Bryant and Phil Jackson have to do with anything?
I think he was trying to point out that they had issues, too, and that when you pointed to George Karl.
Yeah, but ask Phil Jackson about Kobe Bryant as a player. He would never say what George Karl said about Carmelo.
No way.
And it's not a knock. And by the way, not that George Karl is the be-all, end-all, but...
Yeah, George has an agenda, too. Well, okay, I've interviewed George a few times.
But there's a reason why he said that.
He's interesting.
What he says goes in line with how Melo has either...
been perceived by us, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, not even perceived. Then I was going to use that word, but I didn't want to because it's not just perceived. It's the reality.
Well, but it's not everybody's reality. That's why I say perception.
I do think it is the reality that Carmelo Anthony did not give his all. What makes Jalen Brunson even more special is that he is more than maximizing every ounce of ability he has. Matter of fact, he's taken all the ability that God has given him and turned it into even more based on his will, determination, care, effort, heart, all those things. Carmelo had max ability, God-given max ability, far greater than a lot of players that have ever set foot on an NBA floor. All the other stuff wasn't there.
This will be very easy. Do you think Jeter gave all out, all max?
1,000%,
you think
yes.
David Wright gave all out, all
I
max?
I do, yes.
You think Aaron Judge gives out all out?
I do.
Okay, do you think that Eli Manning gave all
yes.
out?
Yes.
Okay, do you think Tiki as a player gave all
I
out?
I do.
Do you think that Carmelo gave all out?
No.
There you go. And I cannot disagree at all.
And to me, that's like the worst thing you can say
that's
about
my biggest
player.
Issue with him.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. Got a little treat for you.
Oh, nice.
We're going to do a little Friday edition
of
Baseball Card World Series.
Why are you bringing this back today?
We've got our Hungerthon winners in-house.
They want to see it?
And I do believe now that I was talking with Hoff about it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I threw it out there that you bid on the Hungerthon and you win. You get an in-studio visit with BT and Sal. You get to go head-to-head with BT, a little Baseball Card World
Series.
We
did throw that out there. What are you guys rooting for?
We got Joe and John.
John.
Pelicano, is that how you say it? Joe and John Pelicano. John's going to come in here, I think, and take you down.
I've said three. Oh,
Pelicano.
They're going to go against.
Oh, what do you guys
Pelicano. What'd I say? What'd I say?
Pelicano.
Yeah, Pelicano. Okay. I thought I said that right. Joe and John Pelicano.
Mm-hmm.
And you come in here one-on-one.
See if they can handle. So it's not you and I against Joe. It's they're stepping into the
Yeah, they're going to play around. Yeah,
love it.
Was told John thinks that he could be good at Baseball Card World Series. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do that, you got next a pack from 1968?
BT and Sal on the Fan.
Now time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason. With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, here we go. A little special edition of Game Time without Boomer Esiason as we have our Hungerthon winner, John Pelicano, in-house here. And remember, BT, to entice the bidders like John, I said, you know what? Do a little baseball card World Series head-to-head with BT when you come in studio. Mm-hmm. So here we are with John. Nice enough to be in here again, hanging out, John and Joe Pelicano, so we appreciate that.
John's good, by the way. What were we doing with the Immaculate Grid? Is that what it's called there, John?
Immaculate Grid.
We were messing around during the break there, so I can tell John's got a pretty extensive baseball background.
So here's what I did. Two packs,
nice.
ten cards in each.
All right, okay? Let's go.
John, you choose which one you want.
Hmm.
Okay, John's going to go with this one. BT, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I think we should start
so
with
So, John, you know how the
myself,
game works, right?
Okay.
Oh, you want to start with the guest?
Nah, that's okay.
You want to go first, John?
I mean, I think John should go first.
He should go first.
But, yeah. No, John cut the big check. He's saying that I should show us the way.
There you go. All right, I'll go first. Yeah. I gave him the choice of pack, and now you're going to go first. All
what
right,
year are we doing?
1984.
Okay, 1984.
This is your wheelhouse.
Usually. Yeah.
You usually dominate me.
Yeah, I mean, they're usually pretty good, but you never know.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
10 cards.
Okay. And by the way, he's doing 84 as well, John?
Yes. Got it. Jose Cruz.
Astros.
Boom. That's one. Claudel Washington.
What year, 84?
Yeah.
He was with the Yankees, but I don't think he was with the Yankees at this point, Claudel. He wasn't. I think he came more like 87-ish. All right, so I'm one for one. Claudel Washington. Possibly a little Seattle, possibly a little Padres. Where was Claudel at this point? Jeez. Braves, actually.
Nailed it.
Nice.
That's a good one because when you start going over all the different teams, you drive yourself nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Two for two.
It was so good. Far. Good lefty hitter, good outfield. I like Claudel.
Would you have gotten those, John?
No.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
So John's in trouble.
Now you just gave BT over. John. I can see the confidence shift in BT right now. Now he's liking this. Rick Peters.
I'm going to say pitcher. I think he was a pitcher. Texas Rangers?
No. Outfielder, Oakland A's.
Completely off base. Two out of three.
Randy Bush.
Padres, I think.
Twins. Did he close the Padres later? Early in his career. I do remember the player.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to forget Bush.
Dave
Anderson.
I was only trying to avoid that because we got John in here. My God.
Come on.
Like, John saying, John, you want to tell everybody the reason why you've been on the show?
Yeah, why did you tell?
The best show on WFAN.
There we go, John. He loves that we talk some sports. And then here's BT talking Bush.
No, I'm just reacting
Randy
to the
Bush.
Card.
Randy Bush,
of course.
Okay.
So, two for four. Dave Anderson was a pitcher, also a great writer for the time, sports, Xavier grad. Boy, I do that a lot during these games. I noticed that. Yeah, now that you pointed that's in my head. Dave Anderson, I'm not entirely sure. Was he a pitcher?
No. Ooh. Infielder.
Ooh. Brewers. I don't know.
Dodgers.
Okay. Right. Don't remember.
Two out of five so far. There's
a couple of obscure ones in here. Two out of five.
Danny Darwin
was a pitcher for the Astros or the Rangers at this point. Hold on. Danny Darwin. He was definitely a right-handed pitcher. I know that.
That is correct.
I think he was on the Rangers. I think he was a pitcher.
Good pull. My guess would have been the Astros. He was on the Rangers in 1984. He must have been on the Astros after that. Let's see.
John, how you feeling over there, buddy?
Oh, you got three so far, BT. Well,
you didn't know
bounce.
Any of the ones that I got? He'd have none.
Here's
new
one.
New Danny Dog.
Did you really?
Okay, there
attaboy.
You go.
Okay, there you go,
You
John.
Would have guessed Rangers? You would have guessed Rangers for now? Okay, yeah. Lou Piniella.
What year?
84 tops.
Oh, Lou's still with us.
Of course.
Come on, Lou.
When you say us, you mean?
There's only one us.
I want to hear. There you go. The Yankees. Okay.
There's only one us.
Charlie Lay. I always get this. L-E-A. Don't even. Just answer the question.
I mean, you're just looking like you're 12 years old. Charlie Lay.
What is it? Leah? L-E-A. I mean.
Well, there was. I don't know how you spell it. How do you spell it?
I just said
and
L-E-A.
How I spell it. How do you spell this guy's name?
Charlie L-E-A.
L-E-A.
Yeah.
So, like, kind of like Lee Ilya, but Lay.
I think it's Lay, not Lee. But
Pirates? I don't know.
Expos.
Don't know that
for
guy.
For some reason, I feel like I remember
is
him.
Is it Charlie? No, that was Steve Rogers. I don't remember him as a pitcher. Looks like he's 70 years old in that picture, by the way.
Wow, here's an interesting one.
No, wait, okay.
Frank Viola.
Frankie V at 84 was, let me see, hold on, he had to be... All right, it's obviously before the Mets. He had to be a Twin.
He was, correct. Yeah. Just look at how young he looks in that.
Fresh out of St. John's, baby. Fresh out of Johnny's.
All right, so that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 for 9?
Last card right here.
I'd like to nail 6. I feel good about that.
Tom Bergmeier.
I'm seeing Seattle. Trying to read his reaction when I say I'm seeing Seattle. Gave me nothing. Poker face, Sal.
I know you don't know it. I can't be giving it away.
I understand. Bergmeier?
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Seattle.
Bergmeier? No, yes. No, Oakland A's.
Okay.
Close with your West Coast theory.
Yeah,
but no.
5 for 10.
Five for 10, halfway home. Yeah, all right, John, you ready to go
better,
here?
Been worse.
Let's go.
A couple tough ones there.
Let's go. Let's see. No cheating here.
Yep.
All right, first one for you. Let's see.
John, you think you're going to win?
It was a tough pack.
Do I think
here.
I'm going to win? You had an easy pack. Yeah.
You think so? How many would you have gotten?
What do you
there?
Mean, you said you didn't know the first couple that I got.
Well,
all right, here we go, John.
Oh,
ready?
I hope this is tough.
This actually is tough.
Okay, good. Make this man suffer.
It would be tough for me. I see maybe 3 or 4.
Let's go. Right. It's what John sees, not right. What you see. Let's go.
Butch Weiniger.
Oh, come on, dude.
Twins.
Yankees. Now you got to remember, 84 tops, so it's on the card.
Yep.
What number did Butch wear?
Butch.
27.
Now, see, John's a little bit older, so he obviously skews.
I got you.
And Butch Weiniger, a longtime twin from 70. I can't see. Crap.
He came to the Yanks, I believe, 84 or 83 was his first year. Because so Rick Cerrone was still there in like 82 or so.
76. But I get the feeling, like, you hear Butch Weiniger, I know he thinks twins automatically.
Makes sense.
But 1984 on
well,
the.
Well, you told me I should be playing a 60.
Yeah.
Well, I said 68, so I was trending that, toward the 70s.
So I had to come up to 84.
Now, I got, right? Well, we don't have cards in the 60s, but if we did, you probably
win. Those in, yeah.
Oh, for one, right. John.
Biff Pocaroba. P-O-C-O.
If you know this, you can host the show.
I've never heard of this guy before. Biff Pocaroba.
Me neither.
Biff Pocaroba.
Have you heard of him?
What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe he's he was in the league for a while.
He was in the league for a while.
Yes.
1984.
I would venture to say, I'm going to give you a hint. I don't normally
don't
do
give
this.
Him hints.
No, don't. He was a backup catcher, I would venture to say, because he played, I'm just looking at his, a long time backup catcher with one team.
I could see on the back of his card, a long time backup catcher with one team. Biff was a 192 career hitter with an OPS of 512.
That is incorrect. Atlanta Braves.
All right. What team is he on?
Braves. He was with the Braves from 75
really?
Through 84.
So he played with Hank Aaron. Wow.
Maybe. Too bad we don't have Hank Aaron's in here. All right.
0 for 2.
Mike Proley. P-R-O-L-Y.
He has a no. Don't look, though. You look at it as like Joe. What, Joe's like 28 years old.
This is tough.
Joe's like, where's my cell phone? That's all I care about. Hey. I got to swipe to the right.
Mike Proley.
Have you heard of him before?
No, I never heard.
All right.
Minnesota.
No. Good, decent guess. Cut.
I mean, John, you going to get any right here?
Don't start smack talking.
Woo!
All right. Steve Kemp.
Okay, here we go.
Steve
here we go.
Kemp.
I know you know the name.
I know the name.
You know the name.
Detroit.
See? Again, skewed older.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees.
Yankees at
it
this
was
point.
Yankees.
Yeah.
Now, at least, all right, so you're in the ballpark. Yeah. You got to think. The whole origin of this, John, just so you know, was for me thinking about the players when I was a kid opening the cards and having the memory of them on that particular card.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you could do it with, you grew up watching them on TV, whatever. But for you, you're going to say Steve Kemp was a Tiger because he played there from 77 to 81.
I'm pretty sure that Steve Kemp was in the lineup when we're getting through the no-hitter on July 4th, 83. Like he came
Yankee
to the Yanks in 82. Yeah,
point.
There you go. 0 for 4.
All right, let's see. Willie
just to give the score.
Willie McGee.
Oh, come on, bud. Here's a layup for you.
Well, I know who he played with. St. Louis.
Attaboy, Johnny.
Willie McGee on the board. Benny Aiella.
Ooh. Benny. I know the name.
You know this one?
I know the name. I might not know the team.
Spell
I know the name.
For me, the last name.
A-Y-A-L-A. Yeah. A-Y-A-L-A.
I may have thrown an extra L in there, but I was in the neighborhood. Aiella.
A little different. I know you've been out there listening, John, thinking, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then you get
not easy, John.
You could do that. PT and salary idiots. I know that. I could do what those guys could do. Well, you're in here. It's a little different story, is it not, my friend?
Oof. Now you're getting hit from him, too.
I'm getting it from all sides now.
Hey, it's a tag team, dude.
Benny Aiella, what do you got?
Milwaukee.
Baltimore. Did you know that one?
I did not. I wouldn't have got that one.
Mike Lacoste.
He was a pitcher.
Yes,
that is correct.
He was a pitcher.
You know,
yeah, these names are crazy, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, like these images flooding from your childhood, like watching a random game or whatever it might be.
Detroit.
No, Houston. Greg Minton.
Oh, I know this one.
Greg Minton. Pitcher also.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, all right, John.
You're in the
ballpark. Atlanta.
Giants. Giants, right?
Yeah, longtime Giant. I'm sorry, BT. I should have let you guess that one there.
One for eight, John.
Doug Frobel. F-O-R-B-E-L.
Let's put it down. One for nine soon. Once he reconciles that he doesn't know it, and he just stops wasting time on this one.
Man, where did you
There's
get
no
this
chance. Well, 1984.
From the
store. I mean, it's 1981.
One for nine.
BT
come on,
did
Johnny.
Have a couple layups.
Just say,
Willie McGee.
Pinella, Viola, Claudel Washington.
No, Claudel was not a layup. Claudel bounced around a little bit.
Okay.
Twins.
That is incorrect.
One for
Pirates.
Nine.
Last one, Bob Stoddard.
He was a pitcher. I know this one. I think I know. Maybe I don't. I think there was a Tim Stoddard, too.
Oakland.
No, I was going to say Orioles.
Seattle.
Nope.
All right, well, 5-1. It happened.
Hey, John, not a bad showing, buddy.
Hey, look,
one
tough
for 10.
Fact, if you've listened to the segment, I'm sure you have. It happens.
It does.
It doesn't happen. One for 10 happen. It happens before. Where we have It's happened before. That's never happened.
And also, you chose. You know, I gave you the choice. I held up my hand. You chose poorly, unfortunately, John.
I did choose poorly.
Hey, you know what? Next year, you win the bid again on the Don, little rematch. John's going to go home and study. Matter of fact, if you win again next year, John, you bring your own pack. You bring whatever year, or you select the year, we'll try to get it.
1968.
There you go. See, we're bringing 68.
What year would you pick, BT?
No,
I'm saying, like, may I ask how old you are or not?
I'm 61.
Okay. All right, so you're 61, so something in the early 70s might really be in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Give me a year. If you had to pick the optimal deck where you're like, I'll crush it. Going 72, going 73-ish.
Anywhere between 72 and 75.
Are you a Mets or Yankees fan?
I am a Mets fan.
Mets guy.
Good guy.
Jets or Giants?
Jets.
Attaboy.
Rangers, Knicks.
All right.
Fired up. All right. Well, there you have it. John Pelicano helping us out here. The winner of the Hungerthon.
We got some news. Hold on a second.
We have some breaking news.
There is someone that will be absent for game one of the New York Rangers.
Who's that?
Sam Rosen. He's going to go to a bat mitzvah. So you're going to have Kenny Albert filling in.
Huff, don't do that to us. Why are you doing that?
Well, that's news.
What's wrong with this guy, BT?
I don't know. A lot. Let me answer directly. Aren't they? But, you know, so he's got a bat mitzvah. All right. He's great. Didn't they catch some heat for play? They have a game on Passover. The Knicks do, right? I think they do.
That does suck. I'm going to miss Sam on the call. I know. Well, now maybe. Well, whatever. Kenny's fine, but it's just
not
Sam.
No, Kenny needs to take a knock at Kenny, but he's not. It's not the same.
Well, it's better than what I was. I thought he was going to say like Panarin or Zibanejad. I started to freak out.
But here's the thing, though: if they win without Sam, do you really bring him back?
Yes, Shesterkin is going to a bat mitzvah. He will not be available on.
I will come back. Get more of your calls, and on the other side, get back to the Knicks talk. 877-337-6666. Right now, let's get you updated. Here's Andrew Bogut.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.